Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter Introduction of the Sabbath. As early as 1844, Sister Preston, a Seventh-day Baptist, who was a believer in the soon coming of Christ, introduced the Sabbath to the Adventists of Washington, New Hampshire, and made a good impression. With the help of the publications of her people and the blessing of God, about 40 embraced the Sabbath. The truth on this subject reached other points in New Hampshire. About that time, Elder T.M. Preble embraced the Sabbath and began to teach it. He called the attention of Adventists to the question by a pamphlet on the subject, dated February 13, 1845. After showing the claims of the Bible Sabbath and the fact that it was changed to Sunday by the papacy, he said, "Thus we see Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 fulfilled, the little horn changing times and laws. Therefore it appears to me that all who keep the first day for the Sabbath are the Pope's Sunday keepers and God's Sabbath breakers." But Elder Preble, not seeing the Sabbath reform under the message of the third angel, and that in the ripening of the harvest of the earth the Sabbath was to be a test, continued his ministerial labors in connection with those who bitterly opposed it. He soon lost his interest in the subject, and has since become one of its bitterest opposers. The same is true of Elder J.B. Cook and a few other Advent ministers who at a later point of time embraced the Sabbath and abandoned it. Elder Preble had, however, called the attention of Adventists to this subject, and several in different parts of New England embraced the Sabbath, whose interest in it did not prove as transient as his had been. In 1845, Elder Joseph Bates, then of Fairhaven, Massachusetts, began to teach the Sabbath of the Bible, and several in Massachusetts and Maine embraced it as the fruit of his labors. He wrote and circulated gratuitously a small work upon the subject. By reading this little pamphlet, I was established upon the Sabbath and began to teach it. This little work reached several in Connecticut, and with Brother Bates' personal labors, brought over to the Sabbath a number in western New York and different parts of New England. But these were generally the poor of this world, and the very few among them who had means did not realize that on them rested the responsibility of sending the truth to others. Hence the cause moved slowly. In the autumn of 1847, Brother Bates sat down to write a work of more than 100 pages, with only a York shilling at his command, and I was chopping cordwood for my daily bread for the support of my little family, where I could earn but 50 cents a day. We two were alone in publicly teaching the Sabbath. Under such circumstances we could do but little in the cause. I state these things to show the reader the humble manner in which this cause commenced, and the sacrifices then made to spread the truth. I well remember when Brother Bates felt deeply impressed with the duty to labor in Vermont, and being destitute of means, resolved to start on foot from Fairhaven, Massachusetts. A natural sister of Mrs. W. had come from Maine to Fairhaven to perform the duties of the kitchen for $1 a week, and in this way raise means to spread the truth. On learning Brother Bates' intention to perform the long journey on foot, she went to her employer and asked for $5, which she obtained and gave to Brother Bates to help him on his way to Vermont. God greatly blessed the mission, as many witnesses who still observe the Sabbath can testify. Let not those brethren and sisters who take but little interest in spreading the truth blush at this simple narrative. He who notices the sparrows saw this act of self-sacrifice and set his seal of approbation. It was written in the books from which all are to be judged according to their deeds. And did not the angels who rejoice much over one repenting sinner rejoice over this simple means of sending the light of present truth among the green mountains of Vermont? That sister will receive her reward. I write not these things to shame the wealthy believer, who is burying himself up in his wealth and his cares, and losing his interest in the cause, and his hold on heaven. But I design to state facts, that you may be led to seek that spirit of sacrifice, which those who were first in this cause evinced, that you may walk in that humble path of obedience in which they walked, and enjoy the blessing of entire consecration, which then rested upon them.